This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
In a loveless world filled with unlovely people, why does God tell us to walk in love? If Jesus said that the second greatest commandment is to love one's neighbor as we would love ourselves, does that mean to simply do him no harm? Or should I bless him too? How should I respond to him being unloving towards me? Is this love a mere feeling, or is it something far more? And because God has made no man perfect, might walking in love with our neighbor sometimes be a difficult thing? In Pastor Ray's brand new two-week series, Loving Your Neighbor by Walking in Love, we'll see that this walk is all about building a powerful, unselfish, God-centered relationship, especially with one's neighbor, but ultimately with God. Over these next 2 weeks, Pastor Ray will take us step by step on a lifelong journey of how best to love God, your neighbor, and yourself by simply walking in love.
Our key verse that we keep using is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. And it says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything." Now, here's the key. This is the part we want to focus in on. But faith working through love. Now, I came to this love message coming off of the faith teaching because it really is interconnected. Your faith really works by love, and that's according to this verse. And so we've got to get our love walk up to snuff. We've got to really, I hope that you're getting convicted. I hope you're being challenged. I hope that maybe you're walking out of church mad. Not at me. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the stuff. I'm just preaching it, right? But you know what I'm saying, maybe just upset, that's good. I like that because that means you're being challenged. If you're not being challenged, what good is it? Just make you feel good. You walk in the same, you know, mess, you walk out a mess, but you feel like a good mess. And you need to have change. So we got to talk about this subject of love because I think so many of us are really challenged in it. And I think, you know, I'm putting myself in that same category. There are so many things that happen in a week and so many interactions with people and so many things that take place that it's sometimes really hard. I remember just recently someone said to me, "You know, Pastor Ray, I really appreciate you teaching about love, but I just want to tell you, you know, it is really hard." I said, "Yeah, I know it's hard. We're all challenged by it, you know? And so don't be discouraged. You're not the only one. Every one of us goes through the challenge of walking in love. But nonetheless, we've been called by God to walk in love. And we understand that our faith works by love. So I want to protect my faith, and I want to make sure that my love walk is where it needs to be. And I hope that you're as equally concerned about where your love walk is and how your love walk is going, because it does have, you know, an impact in your life. And it does impact the kingdom of God too. You know, Jesus said, and I think we covered this another time, but Jesus said that all men will know you're my disciples by the love that you have for one another. So they're not going to know just because you have a cross around your neck. A lot of people wear crosses around their neck. They don't even go to church. They curse, they swear, they drink. They do all kinds of things that the world does. They have no regard for God. They don't read their Bible. They don't even own a Bible. Some of them don't even know they don't even know where the book of Genesis is in the Bible. And yet they wear a cross. That doesn't identify you as a Christian. Truly identify you as a Christian, right? So he said, all men will know that you are my disciples by the love that you have for one another. So how important is that? Because we want the world to know that we belong to Jesus. We want the world to know that Jesus is our Lord and that we serve him. Can I get a better amen than that? All right. So we talked about a lot of different things, but I want to continue. We kind of left off on this thought. How? What does the Bible say? How do we express this love? What is required of us? All right? So the very first thing we talked about last week was that love must be sincere. It's got to come from your heart. I can't worry about what other people do. I can't worry about how other people act. All I can focus in on is me and my life. I have to work on my love walk. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to walk in sincerity with everyone. I'm not just going to say nice things to you just because I want to win you over. I'm not going to just say nice things to you just because, you know, I'm trying to get something from you. Come on. It's got to be sincere. It's got to come from your heart. Love must be sincere. And the verse we left off on last week was Romans chapter 12 and verse 9 through 21. And he starts off in verse 9 by saying, "Love, let love be without hypocrisy. Let it be without hypocrisy." And that word hypocrisy there means to act as in a play. In other words, to put on a show. And I've seen that. I've seen that in the body of Christ, and it stinks. And we really need to get rid of that. It's got to be sincere, coming from your heart. And it really starts really by getting, obviously, getting saved, but then getting your heart renewed and restored by God. Get rid of all the ugly stuff, all the our own hurts and disappointments. We've got to deal with those as well, because sometimes those, you know, they jade us. They make it hard for us to love, to express that love to other people, because we ourselves are so broken and so hurt. But we got to get over that, and we got to get fixed. And the Holy Spirit will fix you. I said, the Holy Spirit will fix you. The Holy Spirit will heal up every broken heart, every disappointed heart, every rejected heart. The Holy Spirit will fix you and heal you, and you can love again, and you can trust again. And God will heal your heart, like, in ways that you could never believe. But love must be sincere. It must not, you know, as he says, it has to be real. Love must be without hypocrisy, without play acting, you know, putting on a show or putting on a performance. That's what the world does. And shame on us as Christians if we do the same thing. Love must be sincere. It's got to come from the heart. It's got to come from the heart. That's why before you do anything in life, before you act or react to a person or to a situation, check your heart. Did you hear what I said? I said, check your heart. Make sure that your heart is right, and that whatever's coming out of your heart is coming from a heart of love, not a heart of anger, not a heart of bitterness, not a heart of you know, rejection. Make sure that whatever is coming out of you, out of your heart, is coming from a heart of love. And the way you get that heart of love when you don't feel that love, when you don't feel like you have that love, the way you get that love is you turn back to Jesus. You look to the Lord. You go back to the Word. You yield yourself back to God. You say, God, I do not want to feel these unlovely feelings. Help me. Pray. Humble yourself. God will fix you. And you'll see. You'll see how awesome it is that you will be able to love again and trust again. Amen? So love must be sincere. It has to be. All right. Now this one today, we'll talk a little bit about this and see how far we get. Love must constantly increase in our lives. So in other words, we have to work on our love walk. You know, can I just share this with everybody? I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how much you pray, how many verses you can quote, how much Bible you read, how many times you go to church. I'm going to tell you this point blank. Nobody has arrived as far as your love walk is concerned. Those are very weak amens. Got quite a few, but they were weak. None of us have arrived in our love walk. So our love walk is something that we need to work on every single day of our lives. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you, when you set your heart to start working on your love walk, when you say, God, I just want to really work on my love walk. Let me tell you what, you're going to have every single opportunity come across your pathway. You're going to think, oh man, already, God? I just prayed that like 10 minutes ago, and you're already sending something my way that's going to test my love walk. Come on, somebody give me, I'm telling you, you think I'm just joking, but this is the way it's going to be. You think I'm fooling around, but this is the way it's going to be in your life. It is absolutely the truth. You set your heart to it, and there are going to come opportunities from every which way to check you and to test you in your love walk. But our love walk must increase. It's something that has to keep developing. You got to put your focus on it. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 12 says, but concerning brotherly love. So what is this concerning? Brotherly love. So let's pay attention. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. You yourselves are taught by God to love one another. You yourselves are taught by God to love. In other words, once you get saved, you know God has already started the teaching process that you need to love your brother and sister in the Lord. So you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, and indeed you do so toward all the brethren who are in all of Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. We urge you that you increase in your love walk more and more. So, you know, one of the ways that one of the things you're gonna have to realize about developing your love walk is that you're gonna have to really die to self. Amen. Wow, those weren't even amens, those were yep. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to die to self a little bit more, because self wants to rear its ugly head. And self wants to protect itself, wants to be admired and respected and appreciated, and sometimes those things don't happen. So we have to die to self quite often in order to produce more love in our lives. Does that make sense to everybody? All right, so this is what we have to work on, and it is a daily, sometimes 24-hour-a-day work that we have to do. Sometimes, you know, in a day, my flesh starts to rise. I'm just being honest. I'm the pastor. Now, if this is happening to me, I know it's happening to you. So don't all sit there and look at me like you're so holy, because you're not. My flesh starts to rise, and I get twisted about something, and I have to say, whoa, slow down, tiger. Right now, I got to die to self a little bit. All right, didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. It didn't happen the way I expected it to. I didn't hear what I wanted to hear. You know, slow down, relax, get control of yourself. You're called to increase in love, not increase in the flesh. You know, whatever you feed is going to grow bigger. You feed the flesh is going to go bigger. When you have those opportunities, when you're faced with challenges, that's the time for you to take hold of yourself and say, no, I'm going to walk the way of love. That's how love grows in your life. But when you go the way of the flesh, you're just feeding your flesh more, and you become more fleshy. Fleshy, fleshy, fleshy. You become fleshy, and everybody knows you're fleshy. And it's not good, right? But the more you purpose to walk in love, the more the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is developed in your life. And the very first fruit of the Spirit is love, all right? So love must be constantly increasing in our lives. So let me keep reading. He said, but let me pick up where we left off. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more in love. Now listen to verse 11, and he gives you some hints and ways to do this. That you also aspire to lead a quiet life. Just lead a quiet life. Yeah, a lot of people are into a lot of drama. Should ever get around people who are into drama? Oh, man, I want to run away from those drama queens. They're into drama, 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 drama. See, the Bible says you ought to lead a quiet life. Right? And it goes on. I love this part. Can I just give you this part? Because I love this. I'm so happy it's in the Bible. I love it so much. I'm just so happy that it's here because it's scriptural and I can actually quote this. That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business. Just mind your own business. So lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. In other words, mind your business, do your work, be industrious. Whatever your hands find to do, do it, the Bible says, with all of your might. Do it. With all of your might or with all of your heart, all right? So he says, as we commanded you. Now listen to what he said, that you may walk properly towards those who are outside. Yes. That means outside of the kingdom of God. Right. Unbelievers. They're going to be watching, and whether you realize it or not, the world is watching us. The world is looking at us and watching us and watching to see how we live and what we do and how we go through, you know, our lives. And they're watching. Because they're looking for an opportunity to nitpick and to criticize us. And, you know, I heard this on the news the other day that, of course, all this stuff going on in Israel and so on and so forth. And one guy, I don't know who he was. I just kind of was half listening, but it got my attention when I heard what he said. He said that Christians are a greater threat than Hamas is. So, you know, this vitriol, this hatred that's being turned right now against our Jewish people are in Israel is also going to be turned towards Christians. So get ready. It already is. But it's going to get worse because this is the last days and these things are prophesied. Jesus' return is imminent. It's going to happen. It could be happening. We're closer to Jesus coming back than ever before. That's why you're seeing, you know, wars and rumors of wars, and the whole world is on edge and all this. But that hatred is going to be even more so turned towards Christians. So more than ever, we've got to practice and develop this walk of love. Because first of all, it's going to be the thing that's going to identify us. And they see us walking in love, they're going to know that we're not walking isolated. We're walking as part of a community. We belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to us, and we belong to other people in that congregation or in that, you know, in the broader congregation or group of Christians out in the world. So we have to see how important this is. So he says, you know, that we may walk properly towards those who are on the outside, and that you may lack nothing. In other words, if you just do that, you know, mind your own business, work with your own hands, you know, do what this says. You know, walk the love walk, lead a quiet life, just another focus in on your own life, work with your own hands, walk in love, mind your own business, pay attention to what you have to pay attention to. He said, first of all, you're going to be a testimony to the people outside the church. Amen. And he said, the other part of that is that you will lack nothing. Amen. That sets you up for prosperity. That's what the Bible is teaching, that you'll lack nothing. But see, if you're not walking in love and you're getting in everybody's business and always drama in your life, you get around some people, and I've seen it all. I think I've seen it all. Maybe not all, but a whole lot. You know, a lot of drama goes on and stuff. And then people wonder why they're not prospering, why they're not, you know, doing better in life. Because you're in violation of the Word of God. You got to walk in love. And this is how you do it. You mind your own business. You work every day. You think about, you know, start your day. God, I want to walk in love today. Help me in every situation that comes my way, every hard situation with people, that, Lord, that I will demonstrate love. Help me to walk in love towards my brothers and sisters. What can I do today to express that love to someone? Did you ever pray that one? What can I do today to express love to someone? Because love needs to be on the increase. Especially in these dark, dark days, we need to increase the love walk. Don't get sucked into the darkness of the world. Don't get sucked into the attitude of the world. Don't get sucked into what's going on in the world. Our focus needs to be on the scriptures and what God talks. As far as it has to do with me, I'm going to develop my love walk even in the midst of darkness. There's a lot of hatred, but I'm going to go out and spread as much love as I can. I'm going to spread as much love as I can. I'm going to show it in every way possible. Remember what I told you? You know, love really isn't love unless it costs you something. I said it's going to cost you something. Now, I know maybe some of you don't want to hear this kind of preaching, but too bad. I'm standing in the pulpit today, and I'm preaching. And it's the truth, because I want to help you to overcome, man. I want to help you to be ready for what we're facing in these dark days. And just because it's getting dark out there, even though there's all this commotion, that doesn't mean you have to get sucked into it. You can rise above it and should be rising above it. You should be living above it. You're victorious no matter what's going on in the world. You'll be prosperous no matter what's going on in the world. It'll be well with you no matter what's going on in the world, because you rise above it, because you are not of this world. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. You are of the kingdom of God. You are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. God is your Father. He's your protector. He's your provider. He goes before you. He is there with you, and he will help you every step of the way. Come on, somebody give me a better amen than that. So, mind your own business. I love that verse. I love it. I can actually quote that verse to somebody. Aspire to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and work with your own hands, that you may walk properly towards those who are on the outside, and that you may lack nothing. Walking the love walk. That's part of it. Walking the love walk. Don't be trying to tell everybody what they should do when you don't even know what to do. I hope I'm getting to you today. All right. So let's move on. Another one is that love bears with others. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2 says, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Another ground rule for the love walk. You have to bear with one another. So the Strong's Concordance, if you don't know, it's like a dictionary, right? It tells you what these words mean. You ought to get a Strong's Concordance to help you understand what the Greek words mean. In the Strong's Concordance, the word bear, here, it's very simple. Put up with. You got to put up with some stuff, right? You just have to put up with some stuff. Stuff's going to happen. But the Bible calls us to bear with one another. And you know, really, to be honest with you, that's a pretty serious commitment. And I wonder how many Christians are really, really, really willing to make that kind of commitment in their relationships with other believers. I don't know. Are you there? Are you ready to do that, to really put up with people? Or are you ready to just chuck them off, cut them off? I don't have time for that. I don't want to get involved in that. But the Bible says that we need to bear with one another. That's how a community, that's how a church family really begins to grow and abound, because we walk in love with one another and we bear with one another. We prefer one another. We respect one another. And by doing so, we truly fulfill what God talks about when he says, love each other fervently from the heart. We fulfill the scriptures that we're walking in love with one another, because we're not all perfect. You know, we're not in that place where we always do everything that pleases, you know, everybody or other people. Sometimes our stuff, our attitude is displeasing. You know, and one thing for me, and I think I've said this before, I wouldn't want anyone to ever feel that I would ever stop loving them, even, you know, if they did things that I didn't really appreciate or like. And this is the commitment that God calls us to. And it is a serious and a big commitment. But I don't really hear messages like this.
That's right.
I really don't. I've been around a long time, but I don't hear anybody preaching it quite to this level. And this is what was intended from the very beginning.
Amen.
These early Christians gave their lives for each other. They protected one another. They loved one another, truly from the heart. And this is what I believe God is calling the body of Christ to, especially in these last and evil and dark days. Like never before, we need to be for one another.
Amen.
We need to protect one another. We need to pray for one another. We need to love each other truly the way the Bible teaches us to love. That everything we do comes from the motivation of love. Not selfish motivation. Not you wash my back, I'll wash your back. I do it because I'm looking for attention. I'm looking for thanks. I'm looking for whatever. When I give, I do something for you. I do it just as an act of love, and I don't expect anything in return. Nothing. Because I just do it as an act of love towards you. And if you're prompted to do something back, praise God. If not, no worries, because that was never my motivation. The Bible says clearly that we need to put up with one another. Bear with one another in love. Bear with one another in love. That's what we're supposed to do. That's the test. That's the real test of the love walk. How are you responding? What is your response when people let you down? Or people don't, you know, meet your expectations? Put up with one another.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors with Pastor Ray. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors, or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on podcasts. That's podcasts at either Pastor Ray NY. wmcany.com or wmca.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.